USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The jury in the Paul Manafort case has questions, but no verdict on day one of deliberations in the courthouse in Arlington, Virginia. After 7 hours debating his fate, jurors sending a note to the judge asking four questions, including clarification on the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager. The trial has gone on for 3 weeks. Manafort, who is 69 years old, charged with tax evasion and bank fraud. He's pleaded not guilty, but his fate in the hands of the 12 jurors who need a unanimous verdict to convict him on all 18 counts.
Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
A new report says terrorist attacks on the decline, but a terrorism expert says those who want to harm us trying to attack us in different ways. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
A new study out from the University of Maryland said that 2017 was the third consecutive year that the number of terror attacks around the world and deaths caused by them have dropped. So far, 2018 looks to be on track to be lower still. Aaron Cohen is a counterterrorism expert and former member of the Israeli Defense Force. He talked about the new way that Al-Qaeda and ISIS is trying to attack us.
Terror groups today are going underground. They're not going to be fighting it in the streets of Iraq and Syria like we saw with ISIS. We did a great job over there when President Trump came into power by unleashing our forces. But now we're going to start to see a resurgence. But this is all going to get done quietly through what I've been calling nomad terror groups or groups that can operate individually quietly.
For you, USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Music legend Aretha Franklin has passed away from pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
You're no good.
The Grammy-winning singer had reportedly been battling cancer, and just days ago, her family was asking for prayers for her, disclosing that she was being cared for at her home by hospice. Her music spanned several genres, including gospel, jazz, soul, pop, and R&B. Born in 1942, she sang gospel music before starting her mainstream career at the age of 18. In 1987, she became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And some good news to report, a Minnesota bus driver making an unscheduled stop, gaining a new passenger as a woman goes into labor. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Passengers jumped in to help her deliver the child when it was apparent the baby was arriving. Michelle Aguier was quickly laid on the floor while a male passenger prepared to catch the baby. The baby was born seconds later. Another passenger called her mother, who is a midwife, and asked for a string or a shoelace, which a teenage girl handed over. She was rushed to the hospital, and the new baby is doing fine.
This is USA Radio News.